Now, there is anybody in the world, including the idiot. You understand? But what I don't know, that this gas, this pollution, and this corruption, see, you say nothing about shooting one another down. You see, they know that you can't survive. And one sign is said there, then we have passed. We passed the point of no return.
And everything be dissolved.
And I was leading up to that to show you that when he is revealed, you see, and as they think he's going to jump down to the sky, this Jerusalem above, he's going to be revealed from that.
That's right.
Be revealed from him.
Yeah.
Now, see, since you don't know nothing about this, and you're looking up in the sky, carrying your carnal mind, and looking down here on the earth, natural earth. You see what I'm talking about? You see? Get the point?
Yeah.
That's got you looking around. It's that. You see what I'm talking about? And it's got you thinking that Jesus is going to come back with you. You understand? Like this. And walking around. See? When Jerusalem above, is the mother of us, all right? You see? And we must be born from above. Now that means in the spirit. Now you yourself are in Jerusalem. If you are a genuine Joshua, or a son of Yahweh, you are in Jerusalem.
That's right.
Okay. Now, I do not mean geographic of Jerusalem.
Okay.
I do mean that you are already in the heavenly Jerusalem without going in.
That's right.
You understand? You have been translated, and you are in.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Now, when he is revealed from Jerusalem, then that's when the change will take place in us.
Right.
And then here's a consuming fire. And then all of the earth will be renovated.
Right.
You understand? Instantaneously, revelation of him on high. Now that's why I have preached with all the sincerity and all the vigor and zen and power in my voice. You understand? That's the reason why I have cried.
Indeed.
I hate to see the tears that I have shed. And trying to get it over to you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And show you, you see, who is the mother of the soul is the root of the Lord.
That's
the new covenant. That's the new state. Now, heaven, you see, the same the sky where the sun, moon, and stars is. That's physical or nominal.
That's right.
You understand? Just wasn't able to utter. See, because it's inconceivable to a mind. You see? Now, you see, this is down here, or down in here. Then this back wall, this two, and this three. And all of it is an out there.
Right.
The third is
there.
Damn. I mean, that was caught up to the truth of the book. Do you see what I'm talking about?
And he's
seen. Now, listen. When he's revealed, and Joshua is the Messiah, dead. I have cut this up short because I know the time is just about to start, but I would like to explain. So I want you to realize where you stand. See,
I don't want you to just make it a formal attitude of coming down here and not receiving it, and not seeing where you stand. Not seeing what's going on and walking around in the dark blood. You see him standing around talking about wanting to go here saying, look, when I received the Holy Ghost, I had faith in tongues. Nothing over that thing where you wasn't baptized right, though. Nothing over here, anything but you slapped with it. You see? Nothing over here saying, well, did you take the communion? And all that kind of thing.
Right.
And when you get through it, it's just all again. You see what I'm talking about? Just Jehovah's Witness saying, 144,000 of the earth passed on the head. And all the rest of them, you understand, they're going, they're earthbound. Not realizing that there's even going to be a change in the earth.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? And they didn't see this. That these that were born in the wilderness, they were the ones that went out there on Mount Zion. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Right. You know, when God
was
just
prophesying,
they were the ones that John was looking at right on the Isle of Patmos. In those days, it was born in Mount Zion. Each of the days was born
right.
In that. And then you go across there and walk.
That's right.
Mount Zion. Now, when they come up out of Egypt here, see, they were new. When Joshua took them off here, see, they were known.
That's right.
You understand? They were known. Every man that was fit to go to water, you see, they were known. But there was no captives. And John said, on the outside, that I heard the number of all. You see? That I just heard it. You see? Then he said, I saw another number. 144,000. You know, written down, he's talking about 144,000 of earth plants. Going over here. That man was in the Holy Spirit. You understand? And then he had to be in the Holy Spirit to understand this fact. You see what I'm talking about? You see?
Oh, well, see?
Now, they don't know what heaven is. They don't know what hell is. Or should.
Right.
You understand? Mm-hmm. They don't know nothing about the earth. You see? They don't know what's going on. A carnal mind. It's a terrible thing. You can't see with no carnal mind. See, you just have to be born again. And as the minister has said today, you get up here and speak. You see? And everybody is condemning everybody, but nobody knows nothing about what to do. You understand?
Yeah.
You've got your brand of religion. Mm-hmm. You've got your brand. Mm-hmm. That's nothing new. See, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes. You want to talk about what right back then
that's
Messiah
right.
Said.
Right.
Now then, Messiah told the Jews who had the scriptures all around his ankles, around his arms, around his neck. He says when they told him about seven brothers and they had a wife. Is that right? They had a wife. He died and Moses said the next down take his wife, you understand? And said all seven of them died. Now we got to call in this kingdom you talk about. Now this is how she's going to be. I look what he said to him. He's pretty good in the air.
Right.
You're making an awful mess.
They said.
Because they're not giving him that. You see? And that's not all. You don't know the power of God. See? Then another thing you don't know. You don't know the spirit. Don't tell me.
I got a book right around my house. I got all around my house. Amen. You
understand?
You want to talk about this?
And then the rich young Lord says, look, I'm telling you from my new book.
What I got here?
He said, go and tell. Give that back to the poor.
Right.
And he done been around robbing everyone. Is that right? Because he was a Sanhedrin council. Rich young Lord.
Yeah.
He couldn't see that the commandment said, thou shalt not curse.
Yeah.
See? And he done not only curse, he done robbed all his brethren.
Yeah. Right.
You see? Now he kept the commandments from his youth up. You see what I'm talking about? You see? Now what back I get?
Yeah.
That's what the people are doing
right.
That's
right.
You see? That's why the cause doesn't understand the scripture. Now he said, now you don't know the scripture. And not only that, neither do you know the power of God. Now that's just not this. See? We're not married to the flesh. We're married to God's love. We are his body.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Right.
I mean a chaste versus a virgin.
Red.
You say?
Right.
Not an adulterer.
That's right.
You understand?
Yeah.
And then it's not male nor female.
Right.
Not burn nor free. Now when you kind of talking like that, you're talking like a husband.
Yeah, that's right. Now somebody said, no, that ain't the way he's coming back there to the church without spottering. Well, he's going to fail in that. You see? You see what I'm talking about?
Right.
He's going to fail in that. He ain't coming back there. Now, they didn't even see that the church or the congregation or the center is his body. Now, he's going to run off and left his body. And he's coming out. I tell you, it's a terrible thing.
Yes,
you're messed up in that Bible. You see what I'm talking about? No, we are there. In heaven. See? Now, you're either there or in hell, right where you think.
Right.
If you're carnal minded, you're in hell.
Right. Right.
See? Now, if we told you where heaven was, then we ought to tell you where hell is.
Right.
You see?
Right.
Now, you, with your carnal mind, right where you sat in your seat, you were sitting smack bad in hell.
That's right.
Now, how do you prove that? Jude and Peter both said this. Angels of the sea. They were cast down to the hell. And Joshua the Messiah said, his disciples thought, you know it, as well as I do. To cast them satanic spirits out of me.
Right.
And if they were cast down to hell, then can't you see where hell leads?
That's right.
You had enough experience with all these trials and tribulations.
Right.
And even with your own father.
Right.
Your own individual self.
That's right.
As they try to say. You see? And you don't have the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Almost anything comes along. Upset you.
That's right.
I don't want supposed to expect the devil to behave himself.
Yes, sir.
Now you got him in you. You understand? And you talk about somebody else won't behave, you don't need yourself.
That's right.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And you're always blaming somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm talking about? Yes. Yeah, well, it's my wife, my children, and this, that, and the other thing. It all depends on how you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm talking about?
That's it.
fulfilled of this word right here. Now that is a word we just don't use in our everyday vocabulary. Is that right? We very seldom even hear that word. Is that right? Now that's one place where that man said, thank God that I come to the Lord, the Lord, not the prophet, the Lord, the prophet, but I come to fulfill. Well, now let me tell you what that word means, because I ain't got time to get no dictionary. You look that up when you get home or when class is over. The word fulfill means to complete, to finish, to bring to an end, or to translate into reality, or to bring about as of a promise. And in some dictionary, it means to fill up. What it fill up is, you can't get no more into it, ain't this right? Okay? Matthew 3:13.
Then comes Joshua from Galilee to the Jordan to Jonah.
Right?
And he baptized again.
Now Joshua comes to Jordan. Now I can't tell them all to you. Yeah, Joshua, a man whom the world erroneously referred to as Jesus Christ. Now here he's appeared to John the Baptist at the river of Jordan to be baptized. Is that right? Now this is where Christendom tells the lie that that's where Jesus instituted water baptism. That's right, because that ain't what he said he was doing. He said nothing about he was establishing or setting up something, but he said he was fulfilling. Let's see what he got to say about that, don't we?
But John forbade him, saying, I can meet you baptized to
be
a
coming
down to me.
Read.
Joshua answered and said unto him, suffer to be so now,
and thus
it becomes us to fulfill our
righteousness. Well, that you that word fulfill the second time. You see? Then cometh Joshua from Galilee unto Jordan, he baptized with John. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and cometh thou to me. And Joshua said unto John, suffer it, or permit it to be so now, John. For thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Now let me do something about that word us. See, because a lot of times people will get that misunderstood. So most people standing around helping all you understand what you're talking about. Yahshua the Messiah, you see, the Father Yahweh. Right? And the Word, our Son, you understand, Elohim. And the Holy Spirit in Yahshua the Messiah, that is pluralized, that is almost us, wouldn't you say? For thus it becoming us to fulfill all righteousness. As 1 John 5:7 states, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. Is that right? Somebody says, I don't believe that, because that should correctly render a read. For there are three that bear record in heaven, and these three are three in one, or these three individuals, they are on the same level.
No.
These three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, but the three of whom don't realize you're looking at one. But one in the self-same spirit. In other words, that's another manifestation of what he told Moses at the burning bush. Or I will be what I will to be when I will to be. I have that. I know that. Whatever he can grant, he can just be whatever he will to be. Ain't that right? Look here, if I know you, you see what I'm talking about? As an Ethiopian descendant ain't going to receive me coming in a living white body, then what I'll do, I'll just steal to you in another black body. You understand? If you go there and you are my son and I desire you to be saved, you understand? I know you are not going to hear an American white man. So what I will do as gospel from the Father of the Holy Spirit, I will just marry myself in another Chinese and come and tell you about the total salvation. Is that right? In other words, I will be what I will to be. Is that right? Yahweh is not liberty, folks. But he do have the power to transmute whatever he so desires. Well, yeah, I had something else there. Okay, twice.
17.
Now, give him a sign. Okay. Give him a sign. Hold that for 1 minute. Give him a sign now. Every jack and jill has to fulfill. Talking about the Passover, supper, ceremonies, baptism, and supper, sacrifice, 10 commandments. That's why Paul wrote down in Romans 10:4. For Yahshua was on the sign. Is the end of the sacrificial law to everyone that believes. Is that right? To the Jew first and also to the Gentile. In other words, the Holy Spirit goes out on the Jew, on the Jew, a correct remnant, the Yehuda, on June 6th, AD 33, AD 34. Is that right? Then AD 40, because of that promise that Yahweh, the name of Israel, surface of the earth. Is that right? So AD 33 or 33 and was not on the Hebrews or the Israelites. Is that right? Then in AD 40, then because here's the thing about it, when we consider Abraham being the father of the Gentiles and the father of the Israelite or the Hebrew. Is that right? I'm talking about the Hebrew or the Gentile nation were born out of Abraham through the loins of a woman called Hagar, an Egyptian. Is that right? Then by the promise seed, Sarah, you understand what I'm talking about? She gave birth to that son, Isaac. That's the promised child. See, Isaac is a type of the Messiah. Is that right? Somebody said, what Abraham is? Abraham is a type of the father himself. Is that right? Because Abraham in Hebrew means father of many nations, a father of multitudes. Is that right? And it's still holding true to this day. You see a lot of women walking around here, right? You be there. You understand what I'm talking about? I'm going to multiply your seed. Exceedingly. And let me tell you something. Don't get cheated out here either. Because everything about it, ain't no doubt God you're conceiving by no immaculate conception nowadays. You understand where I'm coming from? Don't fool yourself. Don't stand up for the Holy One of Israel without hypocrisy and tell the host about it. How righteous you are. No, I don't do that. I'm saving myself for the Lord. That's stupid. We got to cut out that foolishness. We got to become real. You know you hypocrite. Let's tell the truth. The slogan, speak the truth. Where we at? Where we at? Come on, somebody. Luke 24, baby. That's what I want to ask. We talked about that word fulfilled so much. Now let's go and pick up Yahshua the Messiah. Oh, let's go and pick up Yahshua the Messiah after his death, burial, and his resurrection. That's Luke, the 24th chapter and the 44th verse.
And he said unto them, these are the words which I said unto you.
You know that's enough to drive you crazy? Yeah, you done did it. That man was covered. Oh, boy. You got to give me your attention. This man was covered with spit, blood, marks, and scars on the head of his soul. Then he taken Joseph away from life. Joseph alive and hewn out a hole in the rock where man had no name. Is that right? And now he put Joshua with the Messiah. And 3 days later, the Messiah get up out of that grave, or rather what, a quickening spirit. Then he gave back to his disciples and healed each other. Read.
And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you.
These are the words that I spake unto you while I was yet with you.
That all things must be fulfilled.
That some things must be fulfilled.
Oh.
That all things written in the law of Moses and in the prophets must be fulfilled. What's the law called? Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Leviticus, Deuteronomy. Is that right? The prophets are. From Joshua, or Yahshua, through Malachi. Is that right? Right back to, that's all the scriptures that were written when that man came on the scene. That one said thing that Luke tells him that. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, 1st Corinthians, 2nd Corinthians, Acts of the Apostles. None of that was written until some 25 to 27 years after this man death, burial, and his resurrection, and ascended right back into heaven. Somebody said, well, I heard a lot of things talk about this going on back into heaven. Where is that at? You understand what I'm saying? When you find out where you are at, then you will find out where heaven is at. How about that? Either you got heaven already, or you're waiting to receive it. Come on.
That all things must be fulfilled.
That all things must be fulfilled.
Which were written in the law of Moses.
That's the first Bible from your Bible.
And in the prophets.
And in the prophets.
And in the Psalms.
And in the Psalms.
Concerning me.
And in the Psalms concerning me. Understand? Now that's just the Psalm or terrified of it. Get probably Psalm 40, 6, 40, 40th chapter and the 6th verse.
They just don't have it.
There's a preacher in the congregation. He'll tell you they don't have that there. And I ain't put nobody on the spot either. He'll tell you, as bad as I hate to admit it, they just don't have it out there.
Sacrifice and offering that is not desired.
Look, get for me a description of where the Yahshua is sacrificed for 2 Corinthians, I think 5 is Jew. Listen, sacrifice is in the morning. A bullock, goat, turtle, double lamb, I did not desire. Read.
My ears has thou opened.
My ears has thou pierced. Now that's a reason why you can't go no further, because that is not understood there. Under the law, every time you bought a slave, you understand what I'm talking about, or a man agreed to be your servant, you had to pierce his ear. And it's not by some strange coincidence. You see a lot of men going around and they would pierce their ears. I didn't make it like that. I had nothing to do with that, Jeremiah.
Ain't that something?
Men walk around with their ears pierced today. Is that what we're talking about? Showing forth, you know what I'm talking about? That you are a servant. You are a servant to bondage and corruption and so forth. And you have not become a servant of Yahweh on him. Go ahead and read. Not only is a lot of people pierced their nose, a lot of people pierced their nose. You see the bull with rings in his nose, you follow what I'm talking about? You heard him casing like a fella, he's real stuck on a girl. He said, boy, that girl really got that dude nose open, man. Is that right?
That's right.
Now, every man said that at the sound of my voice, that had his nose open. Never you had your nose on me. I don't remember your nose on me. It was split. And thank be to Yahweh, he heard my prayer and delivered me. And I'm so glad, I don't know what to do. Is he back of you?
I feel sorry for my brother.
I said, if you get to this, you sure want to be the Lord something. I said, next time you get bit, you understand what I'm talking about? You will make your own declaration before you step out in there. And as I go over there, I said, you are going to get bit. You understand what I'm talking about, folks? Come on, elevate tonight. I said, you're going to get it bit. I said, and you're going to cry a time to die, Jesus. But I had no idea how to go through what I had to go through. I'll come over here for a little peace of mind and so forth. That he is sweating, slop, blood, tears, and everything. I know she'll do it to me. I said, well, man, look what she did to that fella. You understand? I said, what do you think, man? You think you're so important? You understand where I'm coming from? Now, how do you need somebody to get the heart off? Yahweh took you down to a pit of hell, and I hope you know he's still delivering you. What you talking about? You got to get up and start acting like a man. The time for peace week that is out. Either you're going to study this gospel, and you're going to study the director that is giving the reaction with the Messiah, or you're going to get up and get deeper about him. Time for half stepping is out. You understand that the book I just called Elohim the Archetype, original pattern of the universe, you understand that I'm telling you something, I'm telling all of y'all. Now you read the book, instead of a lot of squabbling among yourself, go to the book. And that way you won't get took. Go to the book. The purpose and the whole purpose and the plan of Yahweh from Alpha to Tau is hanging in suspended animation or hanging in eternity. And he can knock the prop out money whenever he get ready. And when he does, every iota of it is coming down. You understand? And if you are one of his children, then you believe in him. If the Soviet Union was to drop a 500 meter to a nuclear, whatever have you, bomb at the door out there, and you believe in Yahshua the Messiah, that he has redeemed your soul from the pits of hell, guess what? You won't even feel the heat of it. Somebody say, I don't believe that, but you got a lot more studying and so forth and traveling to do. Yes, he can too. God wishes in every temptation. There's a what? There's a way of escape. Now, I don't promise you this, they don't feel me. He says they don't like it, your life won't be in it. You're going to make a clean getaway. That's what escape every time and so pass on by. You understand what I'm talking about? You can't catch him. Too fast for you. You understand what I'm talking about? Okay, who's here? Somebody, quick.
Offering and sin offering has thou not required.
Right, come on.
Then said I,
read.
Lo, I come in the volume of the book.
Lo, I come. You come in the what?
Lo, I come in the volume of the book.
Wait just a minute. The volume of the book is written to me. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, the number, Joshua, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 2 Samuel, so forth, Ruth, and all of that is the auto biography of this book. Psalm 539 states this: search the scriptures, for of me. Is that right? Hello, I'm the terrified of Joshua with those eyes. Y'all follow where I'm coming from. See, my, that man, it sure is loud. You understand what I'm talking about? Y'all, it's a shout from Zion. And that's where we are shouting from. Otherwise, we want to get your attention. We want to get everything out of your mind. Y'all went on him. He called Moses to go up here on the mountain. As far as Moses was concerned, time itself has stood still. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Moses went on up into eternity itself in the presence of Yahweh. And Yahweh said to Moses, tell the children of Israel, see, I have talked to you from heaven. Is that right? Now, they don't know where they're at. They're looking up their mind. Just because we use that tongue, you look at that here talking about Sinai. Now, that's what I'm talking about. I'm telling you. I told y'all to stay right there in Rome. They're going to talk about Exodus 19 and 9. Is that right?
And Yahweh said unto Moses.
Now, just hold it, sweetheart. Let me get right with you now. Let me get this out the way. I want somebody to give me Exodus 19 and 9, okay? Somebody just, wait now, hold on. I'm going to let you know. I know, you know what she remind me of? She remind me of one of the captains aboard at DC 10 11. And he got a hot day in Los Angeles, California. And he's sitting at the end of the room with just red in the engine. You know what I'm talking about? But he came over and listened to the man at the control tower and said, fly 529 cliff, take off. You better not take that plane off until that man at the control tower give you clearance. You understand? And you know what? That is what I'm talking about. You cannot preach the gospel of Yahshua the Messiah until Yahshua the Messiah in the control tower say you clear the takeoff. You understand? When Yahshua the Messiah give you clearance to take off, do you understand? You ain't living. All you got to do to believe, he's speaking. Do you understand? He tell me what tone to make. You understand what I'm talking about? Make a 5 degree to the right, fly 529. You understand what I'm talking about? Fly 29 when you please start descending so forth and up. You know, come on down out the cloud. Come on down. Y'all see the promise of the plan of Yahweh operating throughout the realm of eternity. Right now, again, out of time. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Okay, over here. Wait a minute. Hold on now. I'm going to say that in just a minute. Give me Mark 14:62, Miller. You understand what I'm talking about? Give me Matthew 17:5, Miss Gordon. Oh, please get for me 1 Thessalonians. Oh, my, 5:17. 1 Corinthians 10:1. Revelation 1:7. Somebody read.
And Yahweh said unto Moses,
Lord,
read. Lord, I come unto thee in the deep cloud.
Look, watch now. Watch. Romans 1:19-20 says, for that which may be known of Yahweh is manifest in them. But that's right. Yahweh back to the top of Mount Sinai or a cloud and the children. Oh boy, I got to do this. I got to do something. Exodus 23:20, one of you guys. You got to get it to the people now in simplicity. You understand? Go to the book. Yeah. Look, baby, if you got to go by. Now hold on up for a minute. Read.
Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and bring thee.
Watch now. Watch. Behold, I send an angel before thee. Is that right? To keep thee in the way. Is that right? See, the word that angel got to go before you and keep you in the way. Is that right? Okay, now read on.
And to bring thee in the place which I have prepared.
To bring thee into the place that I have prepared for you. Is that right? Came to land as a type of fellow. Is that right? Please read.
Beware of him, obey his voice, provoke him not.
Beware of him, and obey his voice, and provoke him not. Read.
For he will not pardon your transgression.
He will not pardon your transgression. Read. For my name is in him. Is that right? See, we got what we got to remember. We are being led by our cloud. And an angel is in the cloud. Is that right? You see, the children of Israel were led by an angel. You have to think about it. The children of Israel back here. Now, they had the angel in them all the time. But they were not conscious of the fact that the angel was in them. Is that right? Okay, y'all, come on, please. Read. I have some more scriptures.
1 Corinthians 10:1. Moreover, brethren, I will not... that you shall be ignorant.
Moreover, brethren, I will not that you should be ignorant.
How that all of our fathers,
they were under the what? They were under the cloud. Is that right? That in mind, Paul said, that in Romans, for that which may be known of Yahweh is manifest in them, for Yahweh have shown it unto them. Is that right? If the Father was under a cloud back here, you understand what I'm talking about? Being that you walk around here today as a mortal human being, you are under a cloud. Is that right? I'm talking about your great and white mountain. up there in your cradle cavity as a cloud. Cradle of magnitude, a cloud. Is that why you are under the cloud? Is that why there was an angel in the cloud back here? Is that why? You understand what I'm talking about? Now that is the age of your brain. You have back what's called the mouth gland of the body, of the pituitary gland. Is that why? Because what I do? Yahweh Elohim spoke to the people of Israel. Every precept and concept of that law. Is that right? Now that pituitary gland, what it does, or that head, that law broke down from Sinai, now Moses who governed the children of Israel. Is that right? Now what that law was, it was 7 laws on one side and 3 on the other one. Is that right? Now that pituitary gland, right there in the base of your brain, but it's the creed, 7 hormones out of one side and 3 out of the other one. Is that right? And what it does, it preaches the same message, the same life to every fiber, cell, and tissue, and bone, and metal. Get out your business of why. Back on the Yahweh, don't live even from the top of Mount Sinai. Is that right? Come on, please read.
And all pass through the sea.
I beg your pardon?
And all pass through the sea.
Thanks, baby. That's all I thought. I heard that cloud. Mark, I mean, my little Mark,
see, us on 14:62.
Wait, read.
And Joshua said, I am, and ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on your right hand as a powerful one.
Wait just a minute now. I'm missing something there. Read that over.
And Joshua said, I am, and ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of the powerful one and coming in the cloud.
Look, and Joshua said, I am, and ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of the powerful one. You understand? Right there in heaven. Read.
And coming in the clouds of heaven.
And look, how is it coming? Look, he coming how? In the clouds of heaven. How? Why is that? Because we do have the tabernacle pattern, and the pattern dictates this. As the high priest, you understand what I'm talking about? Put them coals of fire on that set in the center there. In other words, got him in for an incense, you understand? And put some of that in the hot coals of fire. And that high priest went on into the most holy place of the tabernacle, swinging that censer around him, forming a cloud, a lock of smoke. Is that right? Other words, at the top and the shadow. Other words, he went in on the cloud, and he coming back on the cloud. Other words, Joshua the Messiah is appearing where? Right there in the clouds of heaven. Well, please, just a couple of little scriptures that I'll go.
17:5, man.
What you got there?
17:5.
Okay, right, right.
While
you get
spake,
behold
the right
hand. And give Revelation 1:7, then we're going home. While he did what, baby?
While he yet spake, behold,
a
bright cloud overshadowed
him. While he yet spake, look at him. A bright cloud, look at him. Overshadowed them. Is that right? See, in the bright cloud is overshadowing you now. You understand what I'm talking about? If you would take the time, just come to class. Other words, and get rid of some of that ignorance, foolishness, envy, uncertified, unruly, pain. Do you understand? Other words, that what? Messing up your cloud, do you understand? Where I'm coming from? See, when all these clouds are diminished, then you can look out, look like you can see forever. Is that right? Ain't nothing but blue skies. Is that right? You understand? In other words, all that stuff was in the cloud, the most dark, hazy, what you call it, polluted, it just moved out. The lie, the transgression, the strife, the envy of your fellow man, all of that moved out of the way. Now, the dark cloud, it's clear now. Okay, read.
And behold, the voice out of the cloud says.
Look, and a voice out of the cloud says. A voice out of the cloud says, this is my beloved son. And you cannot leave it back there. Where is that gone? Over 2,000 years ago, you got to bring it on down here to what is happening today. You got to get your heart and your mind in order. And whom I'm well pleased. I sure wish you had some time. I ain't even got to first base. I'm not ashamed of this gospel. And if I offended anybody, it is because we got to learn how to be patient. We must learn how to be patient. I do know class is over. Two and a half minutes after. I apologize to keep you with the time. Yahweh bless you and keep you. And may the face of Yahshua the Messiah shine upon you.
welcome our first time visitor, Mr. White, Michael Wells. Did anyone have any questions about anything you said today? Have any announcements? We have one announcement from Dr. Michael Wells.
I got a class picture and other photos.
Can I believe those other photos?
Yeah. And I have the other pictures of people ordering.
Now to him that they would keep you from falling in the attention of fathers before the